Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. They want to feed you bugs.
And Conan, to save the planet or something.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Conan wants to talk about it. That's on the way. But I think World War III is probably a little more important, so we're finally going
to
get into that.
Well, World War III is what leads us to having to eat bugs.
That's going to be their excuse to push it on people, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, we're running out of food. Food's getting too expensive. Here come the bugs. All right, so we'll get into that coming up here. Again, the phones are open if you want to join us. Whether you want to comment on Ron Paul, who we had on earlier in the show tonight, if you missed that interview, you'll be able to download it later on tonight over at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. And then other things. Here's the story from the Daily Star. According to them, a Kremlin TV propaganda piece has claimed World War III has started and that Russia's horrifying task is now to, quote, demilitarize, unquote, NATO. Russian television anchor Olga Skabieva, Putin mouthpiece Russia One, that's one of the government-run channels there. So we know about RT, right? Russia Today, RT, Sputnik, which is the radio version of RT. These are English language. RT is available actually in multiple languages, but they have an English language broadcast that is available all around the planet in various different forms. We know about RT. But most people don't know about the other propaganda that is created by the Russian government, in this case, for the Russian people. So that's what Russia One is. It is their quote-unquote news, their propaganda channel.
Oh, she's kind of hot.
I thought the same thing.
She looks like a black widow.
See, I don't know that I disagree that World War III has started, but I think it's going to be a struggle for historians in the future to pinpoint the exact event that was the
beginning,
quote,
of it.
Beginning of World War III.
And,
I think 9/11,
and or the Civil War, if it was the breakout.
I think 9/11 would probably be the point that they're going to draw the line at.
She's definitely got a resting bitch face. I'll say that about her.
It's rough. She's got a rough stance to her.
She claimed.
Well, she's gotta be. I mean, she's a Russian propagandist.
Yep. She claimed on camera that the war in Ukraine, known in Russia as a special military operation, quote, is now over, unquote. And you mentioned this earlier tonight, Arya. Skabieva argued the West's provisions of arms to Ukraine meant that the special operation has spilled over into a global conflict as Ukraine showcased new British Wolfhound heavy tactical support vehicles. The anchors.
I mean, we have to think about this, and I'm no fan of Russia, but you got to think about this from their perspective. Let's just say you're playing a strategy game, like the old board game Risk with someone,
mm-hmm.
and you know you're trying to evade them, but your friend over here just keeps
adding pieces from another from neighbors,
yeah. And you're like, okay, well this is kind of messed up, and this isn't really fair, and they just keep doing it. And at some point, you're like, all right, well I guess I have to fight you too then.
Yep. That sums it up.
Unless that might have been they might have been planning this from the get-go. Both sides of the coin.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, NATO has certainly been playing the long game, going all the way back to the 50s, probably. Well, NATO didn't really exist, and I don't think. But going all the way back, there were documents that leaked from the Bilderberg Group that I remember, and this is the one I always point to, where, like, in the documents that linked from the 50s and the 60s, they allude to events that are going to happen in the 80s and the early 90s. And now, with the benefit of hindsight, I can read there and go, oh, okay, well, they planned this thing decades in advance. So whatever they were planning in the 90s or 2000s right now, these Bilderberg people who control the world, who have representatives who control the world, elected politicians, basically, and business people, they certainly planned for this. Nothing happens at this scale that surprises them.
NATO was formed in 1949, Arya. It was formed in the aftermath of World War II. So back to the story here. The anchor from Russia One She said that Russia was, quote, forced to demilitarize both Ukraine and NATO. Of course, we know that NATO had been expanding in recent decades, even though after the fall of the Soviet Union, NATO apparently said they were not going to expand. But then they'd continued to expand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, NATO, as I understand it, was created as a response to the Soviet Union.
That's correct, yeah.
That they wanted to have a Western Union, so to speak, a Western bloc of countries.
NATO was supposed to stop the Soviet expansion.
Yeah.
Right? Skabieva said, quote, "It's time to admit, perhaps, that Russia's special operation in Ukraine is now over, in the sense that a real war has started, World War III. We are being forced to demilitarize not just Ukraine, but NATO as a whole." And that's basically most all of Europe at this point, right? Wasn't Ukraine one of the only countries in Europe that had not yet joined NATO, and they were recently...
I think Finland was one.
But weren't they recently admitting Finland?
Yeah, in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I think Sweden is another. They did that largely as a response to the Russian invasion, from what I could tell.
That's right.
Like, Sweden had no interest in joining NATO, and then they'll, oh, yeah, okay, we should join.
She said further, quote, "It was not only smirch MLRS with cluster munitions that struck Donetsk. The strikes were carried out with American M777 howitzers," unquote. So basically, again, citing that these other countries' government gangs have gotten involved by sending in, not troops, but equipment into Ukraine and basically saying, look, you want to expand this thing, we're ready to expand this thing.
If Ukraine hadn't received any help from any other country, that's the stupid invasion wouldn't have lasted longer than 3 days, my bet, because, I mean, they didn't have anything from the in the beginning.
Ukrainian.
I think they probably still had a fair bit of stuff, but the United States government, NATO, they're going to act surprised by this. Oh, the Russian military is upset. They played this game before. They did it during World War One and World War Two, where they continued arming people, sending goods, sending guns, sending munitions, sending money, sending all of these things, everything except soldiers, to the British Empire during World War One and then to the Allies during World War Two, and then they were surprised when the Germans attacked or when the Japanese attacked, and they're going to be surprised when the Russians attack here in the near future.
Ukrainian troops have been spotted using armored vehicles, kitted with Browning heavy machine guns, as well as Wolfhound support vehicles given to the country by Britain. Separate claims made by Lugansk People's Republic head Leonid Pashnik, who alleged that Ukrainian propaganda was to blame for hatred of Russian activities. He said, quote, "Most people, of course, meet us as liberators, with tears in their eyes, seeking to thank the military in person." He's talking about the Russian military. "Many come outside, hug Republican Russian servicemen, saying they were anticipating liberation. Hatred toward everything Russian was promoted in Ukraine. Language, culture, people, and Russia in general. To our great regret, Kyiv and the U.S. were able to raise an entire generation, a nation even, a nation of nationalists in such a short time."
I mean, that's obviously propaganda. Right, I mean,
it's propaganda on both sides.
Sure, but I mean, that's obviously something that's being fed to the Russian people to convince them that the people of Ukraine want this. I mean, we were told the same thing about the war in Iraq. You know, the Iraqi people, they greeted us with smiles and cheers, and we were their liberators. And, you know, reality was a little bit different.
The reality was they were getting greeted with IEDs.
And I imagine that the reality in Ukraine is a bit different as well. But
of course. But we don't know what that is. We have no idea.
No, because they're carefully controlling the internet. But I wanted to bring this up a moment ago. You know, when I was talking about World War II and World War One, we weren't warned. I don't know what people think is going to happen. They think Russia is going to send out, you know, a memo saying, oh, by the way, we're going to attack you on this day.
Nope,
there's not going to be a warning. You keep pushing them, and they're going to attack. We've seen it countless times throughout history. There won't be a warning. You'll just wake up one day, and you'll find out, oh, Russians dropped bombs in Alaska.
Well, and apparently there was some TV show in Russia where they were talking about this, what they call the Satan 2. In Russia, it's called the Sarmat missile. It's capable of striking targets at 16,000 miles per hour. It is 208 tons, 14 stories high, carries 15 warheads. And they were just, you know, talking about that they could bomb both the coasts of the United States with these missiles if they wanted to. Now, of course, you know, there is mutually assured destruction that will probably prevent that from happening. But these guys are now saying on television in Russia, calling this World War III and saying they're going to quote-unquote demilitarize NATO. So who knows where the next strike is going to be, where they're going to roll tanks into next, how this is going to play out. But one thing's for sure, you better expect them prices going to keep going up because the U.S. government's going to keep printing out money in order to fund their associates. They just sent $40 billion over to Ukraine, and that is just the beginning of this, I suspect. You're welcome to weigh in here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
lines are open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say I'm a big fan of one of our newest advertisers, Truth Snacks. It is absolutely fantastic trail mix. And the lady that makes it, Suzanne, she's a former English teacher, longtime truth seeker. She recently started her own trail mix brand. She makes it, bags it, and seals it up herself in a commercial kitchen down in Naples, Florida. And you can go to truthsmacks.com/shop to smack your friends and family with the truth.
Right in the mouth.
Yeah. No better way to get somebody's attention than through their stomach. And it's really just delicious product. I really enjoyed it. And I'm hoping we're going to get another shipment here soon because I really like it. There's no artificial crap involved here.
Why wasn't I a part of this?
I don't know. You must have just missed it somehow.
Oh, you just
I had it here for like a week. Or, it was probably that week you were gone.
Oh, okay. Well, send us some more.
Made with all raw, unadulterated ingredients. It's awesome stuff. It comes in two sizes and two flavors. You got the original flavor and then peppermint infused. And the thing that makes it truthful related is there's a bunch of quotes on the back of the bag. So basically, each bag is an outreach tool. You hand this bag to somebody, and they read it, and they're going to get hit with a lot of truth quotes on the back. And then there's a couple, as I say, there's a couple different varieties.
A good cereal would also be really good for that, because that was probably the packaging that I've read most in my life, is the back of cereal boxes.
This is loaded up with great information. Check out truthsmacks.com/shop. They're spreading truth one delicious morsel at a time. It's truthsmacks.com/shop.
Have you seen that meme? That's the kid. This is what we used to read in the mornings, you know, while we ate. And now you have your kids on all their little iPhones and their tablets and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. No, see, I would rather have my iPhone or tablet or phone or whatever to read while eating breakfast, because after one meal, I had read everything on the back of that cereal box. And after that, it's just a matter of basically memorizing the back of a cereal box. I could probably still spout some of these useless facts and things like that that I learned from reading the backs of cereal boxes, and it would have been so much better if I had been able to just pull up a random book on my phone and read that instead.
I don't even know what they put on the back of cereal boxes these days. I haven't seen one in so long. But I used to like the boxes where you could cut them up and turn them into you know, figures or something.
See, we always bought like the Walmart brand of the giant bags. Yeah. So we didn't have boxes you could. They did have different boxes, like, you know, the Great Value brand cereals or whatever, and they did have interesting stuff on the back that you could read. But, like, all of the cool cereal boxes, like you're talking about, where you could cut out sunglasses or whatever, those were, like, name brand Kellogg stuff that we didn't have.
We never bought name brands, so
Really?
I'm not sure what box. Maybe I was getting boxes out of the garbage. Dumpster diving.
It's also, different ages, so maybe back then, you know, the cheaper brands were doing that sort of thing. Mm. But by the time I was eating them, they were like, here's a list of boring trivia facts about the United States or whatever, or a crossword puzzle, which is interesting, but it doesn't take a lot of time to while you're sitting there eating to find all the words on a...
The good old days.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Jack on the line in Washington State. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, my question is, did the generic boxes of cereal have, like, prizes in them, or was it only the name brands?
That's a good question. Like the Cracker Jack boxes that always had something, had a little gift in them.
I've never seen generics with prizes.
Yeah.
I haven't either. I think the closest that... I've never seen a regular, like a name brand cereal box with prizes.
I don't think they do it anymore.
You have to collect five box tops or whatever and then mail it off.
They had those, but they actually did have cereal boxes that had stuff in it. I don't know if they do that anymore, but I don't pay close attention on a cereal aisle, so I don't know.
Some people do, man. I'm sorry, but some people do. But my question, if Ron Paul was awesome tonight... question been, like, what is Thanksgiving like when Rand is there and they talk politics?
Good question. you know what? They probably don't. They probably talk sports ball, because that's their rule in their families. You know, this is what we don't ever talk about. And they probably end in the shouting matches too, because that's just how Thanksgivings are supposed to end with your relatives.
Definitely.
Yeah, I haven't had a Thanksgiving with my relatives in 16 years.
You know, that was the actual question that I wanted to allude to?
Really?
Was his kid. And is Rand going to stay true? Because he's a Republican, but is he going to stay? So he's not libertarian.
He's never been as libertarian as his father.
But is he at least going to stay true to his Republican ideals?
I mean, Rand Paul has gone on the record saying that libertarianism is an albatross that people are trying to hang around his neck.
That's right. He did say that.
He isn't a libertarian. He's never going to be a libertarian. He's a liberty-leaning conservative. And that's not the worst thing in the world, but it's no Ron Paul.
Yeah. The apple did not fall directly under that tree.
That's true.
It rolled over a little to the left or the right.
And then last, real quick, Conan brought up, like, when wars start. Like World War III, what's that spark? Are we going to get one right now? Do you guys know anything about John Brown, the Civil War guy?
Not offhand. Who is he?
The abolish. He was, I can't ever remember that word, but he was against, like,
abolitionist.
Slavery. Yeah, an abolitionist. And he ended up getting, I think he was hung when he was like 60-something. And he was like a real, I don't know what word I'd use, but he's somebody that was going against the grain.
Okay.
But yeah, John Brown, he's famous.
What was he famous for?
Getting hung, apparently.
No. He fought against the, he fought with the slave rebellion in like the 1850s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was hung when he was 59 for it.
I'm just saying, you asked what he was famous for, and you've now pointed out that he was hung on three times, and you only mentioned his anti-slavery activism on one occasion.
No,
so
this is Conan had said earlier about kicking off wars, and I think that helped kick off World War II.
The Civil War, right?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the 1800s.
Yeah, Civil War.
Okay.
I hit the bong tonight.
All right, brother. So. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Certainly nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. John Brown was an American abolitionist leader. According to Wikipedia, he reached national prominence for his radical abolitionism and fighting in Bleeding, Kansas.
What is radical abolitionist? Is that when you like go to war with someone because of you don't like their ideas?
Instead of
going out and protesting peacefully?
Well, I mean, if people are trying to own as property other human beings, I'm not sure that peaceful protest is the only right answer to that.
Not the only right answers, but I do believe it was working in this country very slowly.
Sure.
And I don't believe that the Civil War was all about slavery.
But I'm going to say it's not immoral to physically go and free a slave from slavery.
He was a man of strong religious convictions, according to Wikipedia, believed he was an instrument of God, raised up to strike the death blow to American slavery as a, quote, sacred obligation, unquote. He was a leading exponent of violence in the American abolitionist movement. He believed that violence was necessary to end American slavery.
There you go, radical.
Decades of peaceful efforts had failed. He said repeatedly that in working to free the enslaved, he was following the Golden Rule, as well as the U.S. Declaration of Independence, which states that all men are created equal.
So who hung him? Because if the North won.
The South.
How did the South get their hands on him? This is way after the Civil War, correct? Or is it before?
This was before. Yeah.
Okay.
He lived until 1859, and I thought you have to do your own research.
Before. It was before.
Maybe before and during. I don't know. When did the Civil War start?
Well, if he died in 59, the Civil War started in like 61.
61, okay. Gotcha. All right, so more coming up here in moments. Whether you want to talk about World War III or radical abolitionism, you can bring up whatever you want here on Free.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans worry about inflation and soaring gas prices than COVID-19 when it comes to travel concerns. A Morning Consult survey showing 90% of those questioned say they take gas prices into account when deciding on summer travel. However, about 60% say they were open to taking more trips this year than last year. This as President Biden welcomes Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell to the White House to discuss inflation, where the president says he's confident the officials at the Fed Reserve will help get inflation under control.
Chair Powell and other leaders of the Fed have noted at this moment they have a laser focus on addressing inflation, and with a larger complement of board members now confirmed, I know we'll use those tools of monetary policy to address the rising prices for the American people.
USA Radio News. As funerals and memorials are underway 1 week after a deadly South Texas elementary school shooting, Democrats have their sights set on the Second Amendment.
Even though both houses of Congress are out this week, the House Judiciary Committee is calling an emergency hearing this week to consider a package of gun control bills, including one that would increase the legal purchasing age for semi-automatic rifles from 18 years to 21 years old. It's a package of 8 bills that lawmakers are calling the Protect Our Kids Act. It should be noted nothing in the bills indicate any security improvements at schools where the most good could be done very quickly. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
House Republicans are demanding answers about COVID tax dollars lost to fraud that the Biden administration was investigating. Ranking members sending a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland saying there were reports of fraud totaling hundreds of billions of dollars. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can join us here. Bring in whatever you want. Russian propaganda within their own country is now calling it World War III.
Yeah, you kicked that dog enough times, and they've been kicking the dog for months now.
Yep.
And I predicted this months ago.
They're expanding their operational capacity to target NATO, they're saying now.
Anybody who helped out, anyone who made their takeover, their three goals, which was the Donbass area and the Crimea bank, the port, and the basically just the, and the, you know, to give all of those Western Ukrainians the option to basically, you know, sovereign out. That was all they wanted. And yet,
that's what they said.
And yet it seemed like the whole world, with the exception of China, India, Iran,
and some of our
were sending money, sending food, sending aid.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, a lot of that money not going to actually to munitions, to actually weapons, but it was going to NGOs, you know, like Soros, special
interest
groups.
They thought they could just send in arms and that nothing else would happen. They thought they could just have themselves a proxy war.
Yeah, and now they're acting like, and they're all surprised about, oh my God, what?
They thought World Russia War III? Was going to sit on their hands the whole time or whatever.
My concern about this isn't really so much how it's going to escalate with Russia, is that I suspect, for whatever reason, China is waiting to take over Taiwan. That seems to be in the relatively near future, and I think that's going to lead to severe problems.
Certainly for Taiwan, it will.
A war between Russia and the United States or NATO or whatever would not be good. By any means, but a war between NATO against Russia and China, a worldwide devastation for every human being on the planet, no matter who wins.
I actually don't think it's going to, I don't think all of the devastation from, say, nuclear missiles dropping on cities is going to be the actual problem.
It's economic.
It's going to be economic.
Yeah.
I mean, by the way, Russia doesn't need anyone else's oil. They're good.
No, they're fine.
They don't need their food. We've been talking about this. I think they've been preparing for this for years, buying gold. They've got their own food source. They're good to go. They got China to buy their chips from.
Look at the ruble.
They don't need us.
The ruble's doing better than it was before the invasion. It dipped on the invasion, and everybody's dancing on its grave, and then it's come back since then. It's gone higher.
I don't agree that they don't need us. I mean, isolationism is in the end.
They have India. They have China. They're good to go.
Isn't India increasing their oil buys like a significant
amount? Oh, yeah. I think they're getting
I mean, the Aztecs had the Incans and stuff that they could have traded with as well, but they weren't anywhere near the level that the rest of the old world was at. Right. I think that Russia, China, India, they could have their little block where they block everyone else in the world, and they are isolationist except with each other. They're going to fall behind technologically and in terms of freedom. That just seems to be how it works.
Russia is a big-ass country. They can afford to be isolationist.
No, they can't.
They have enough of everything.
No, in the long run, no one can afford isolationism.
Well, isolationism is a bad plan, but again, they're not isolated from the whole planet.
No, but they're isolated from the
U.S. Still selling their oil to a lot of countries.
Yeah, but 100 creative people working together are a lot better than 3 creative people working
together. There's no doubt, Aria, but they're forced into this position to some extent. Now, obviously, they didn't
have to
invade Ukraine.
I know they're being forced into it. I'm just saying that, you know, you're like, they'll be just fine. They don't need anyone. They could be isolationists. That's certifiably
not
true.
I just said they have China and India, and they have every other country they're still selling oil to.
They're not going to starve. They're not going to be able to make money on YouTube.
I'm not saying it'll happen in 10 years. I'm saying that if you divided the world and you, for the rest of all time, Russia, China, and India will only ever trade with each other, those 3 countries will not survive the eons.
What are you talking about? No, they're the other side of the globe.
I understand that, dude. I'm not saying the other side would survive either.
It's going to be us that suffer. It's going to be us. We are going to suffer economically.
Well, don't ask me a question.
Prices are going to go up, certainly. Choices are going to go down, but they're not going to starve. You're saying they're not going to survive? That's ridiculous. They'll survive
on a long enough timeline? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, their empire, just like ours, is not going to, it can't last forever, but
sure.
But not like in the next 10 years.
I have not given a timeline. I don't know why you're assuming.
Okay.
I said in the future.
Okay, my prediction, Russia's going to fall apart in 200 years. That's the way I see it. That's my prediction. Put it in the book.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a number
We are going to fall apart in the next year.
That 3 countries.
That'd be awesome.
We're going to split up. We're going to balkanize. It's going to be us and Maine and Vermont, the elves, the dwarves, and the halflings. Mordor, you can't have any part of it. Massachusetts, you just stay down there. Texas is going to split off. Yeah, it's going to be different for sure.
Maybe.
And it's going to suck too for 10 years. The next 10 years is going to suck. My prediction.
Over half the oil coming out of Russia goes to the European Union as of right now, according to CNN's story published today, 53% of it.
Didn't they recently cut off the pipeline to one of these European countries as well?
I believe they did, yeah. And, of course,
good.
they're going to start demanding payment in rubles at some point as well for that.
They've been planning that for a while.
So here's the thing, Arya. I mean, there's no one here defending isolationism. That's a bad plan economically, no doubt about it. But they will survive it. I mean, eventually all countries will fall, as Conan pointed out.
That's not necessarily what I mean, though. That's why I pointed out the old world versus the new world. What you had there is basically the same concept. You had these countries and these people. They're all communicating with each other. Yeah, but they were millennia behind technologically. And if you fast forward far enough, those old world, new world countries, nations, peoples would not have survived and colonized the stars or whatever.
The last time I checked, astronauts are using Russian rockets to get up into space.
Mm.
All of our technology, all of our equipment, our iPhones, everything's coming from China.
That's not true. The SpaceX rockets were using American rockets.
We don't produce anything anymore.
Well, I just gave you an example where that's not true, but okay.
Actual equipment that we use in our daily lives, like our phones and our computers and our TVs.
You got to keep
and our food and our fertilizer. Oh my God! The basic building blocks of what we need to survive, we don't even produce anymore.
You got to keep in mind that the United States, for a long time, has been coasting on the relative freedom that it had early on, and we don't have as much of that freedom now. Now, to be fair, technology hasn't been affected significantly. Like, there's not a ton of government regulations inhibiting technological developments, but there are a ton of regulations just in general.
Patents.
And patenting and all that stuff.
I certainly don't want to sound like I'm defending the United States or saying that the United States is going to outlive Russia or anyone else.
Time too.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to have a tough time. Because
I think the U.S. is going to collapse before Russia and China do. I think I'm with you on that one, Coden. Mm. I think the U.S. probably is measuring its days in years, whereas the others are probably measuring them in decades, if not centuries.
Yeah. And time will tell how this is all going to play out, but I tend to agree with you on this, Conan. The economic is going to be the real hit. There's not much to be concerned as far as nuclear strikes are concerned, but that said, if Russia is going to expand the violence, who knows what that's going to look like?
I think it's going to look just like Ukraine. I think they're going to slowly move their tanks
move westward
over the roads that they now occupy and they now own. And they'll continue to send missiles from Russia over into these countries without actually having to go there physically and physically step on their over the boundaries.
They have to successfully take Ukraine before they can do that, though, right?
I think they already own the West. They've owned the West for weeks now, right?
I don't know. I've not been paying close attention.
Well, here's the problem.
You can't believe anything you see.
Yeah, exactly. You can't believe any of it.
You can't believe the Russians, and you can't believe the Western media. In fact, I think you can believe less from the Western.
Here's the way I see it. The very fact that this lady's coming out and says we're moving ahead makes me believe that everything we've heard about Ukraine winning has been bullcrap the whole time. The fact that they're deciding, why would she come out and say this? That, all right, now we've decided that we have established what we have come in here into Ukraine to do, and now we're moving on to the next step, and that is to basically demilitarize all of NATO. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm not sad about it because I know people are going to say that I'm the Russian apologist, but I've said it before. I see a dog that has been getting kicked in the ribs for many, many years,
they
for decades. And I'm not happy with it. I don't have a problem with them demilitarizing enemies, people who I don't necessarily agree with.
I don't think she's declaring victory, though. I don't think she's saying we accomplished in Ukraine what we were setting out to accomplish. I think she's just trying to say that it's bigger than just Ukraine. That's my understanding.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Coming up, bugs. They're pushing them.
It's
pushing
coming.
Them hard.
It's coming.
Man wants to talk about it. It's on the way. Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us in these remaining moments. We have enough time. You can dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian,
the Transformer called Aria,
and Conan.
You can join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We do have a chat server, by the way, over at chat.freetalklive.com. It's a matrix chat, which means it's running on our server, so there's not some mega tech corporation that's ruling over you on the matrix chat server. It is federated, which means you can connect to other matrix chat rooms through our server and vice versa. Yep. If you already have a matrix account elsewhere, you can join some of the rooms on our server, although there are actually several rooms that I chose to say, you know what, we only want people who are on our server in that room, because you can do that. When you make a new room, cool, you can set a few different rules about it. You can make it public. You can make it private. You can say, you know, is it encrypted or is it not encrypted? Or in this case, as I chose with some of these rooms, you should be a listener of the show to join a few of them. But some of the other ones, come on in from anywhere on the whole Internet. So it's a pretty cool system. You can make your own room. You can administer that thing how you want to. We won't even know it exists if you make it private. The number, you can check it out over at chat.freetalklive.com. That'll give you instructions on how to join the chat server. That's chat.freetalklive.com. We go back to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, the story about the bugs. They want to feed them to you. Conan's got that story. But first, Olivia in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Oh, Olivia, are you there? Olivia going once?
Hello?
There you are.
I'm
We've
sorry.
Got you. Go ahead.
Hey. So yesterday I called about moving to New Hampshire when you don't really have any money. And I remember you guys talking about mutual aid societies before. So I was kind of wondering, do you guys have a mutual aid society in New Hampshire? Is that part of the Shire Free Church outreach? And as part of your outreach, do you guys, like, pray with people? Like, what are some of the other things do you guys do?
So a mutual aid society, as I understand it, is a group of people that come together for a common sort of charitable purpose. There was an organization, I don't know if it still exists, called Shire Sharing that Free Staters used to run, and they would give out food on Thanksgiving to poor families that had sort of signed up and would receive that. There has never been anything to the point of having a 365-day-a-year distribution or anything like that. The Free Staters don't have, there's not enough Free Staters here, there's not enough wealth for some sort of a program like that.
They will help you unload your moving van.
That's true. But what they do, I think one of the reasons why that's not happening anytime soon is because those sort of bases are already covered. Most of the areas in New Hampshire already have what they call here in Keene a community kitchen, where there's already people who are donating food to, essentially, it's a local food bank, basically. You can look at it that way. So that exists here, and so there's no point in trying to compete with them because they do a good job, and they're already serving plenty of homeless people and people who are down on their luck. So there's not really much that, you know, I don't think needs to be done to add that competition. But if you are talking about moving up here and not taking care of yourself, then that's probably not going to fly real well. The folks that are part of this movement are very independent people. We're not against helping people, but you don't want to just give people a handout. You want to make sure that people are able to take care of themselves, and that if they fall on hard times, you know, you give them a hand up, but at the same time, you don't want to keep taking care of them. And so, you know, while people will help you move into a house here, most people can't expect any, you know, much more assistance in that way. If somebody needs constant assistance to live, they're not likely going to find a whole lot of that from the Liberty community up here. I don't know if that's what you were asking, but I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Yeah, I got you. And I was wondering, do you guys, so as ministers, do you guys, like, offer, like, I've seen some churches do, like, you can call for a chaplain and pray with them, or, like, I was just kind of curious what else you guys do in addition to outreach and pamphlets and the show.
Well, define prayer, right?
I guess talking with people and kind of holding their intention with them, kind of more of the...
I mean, absolutely. Non-ministers do that sort of thing.
Sure. I mean, I've participated.
The reason I ask is because one of my favorite songs growing up was the Disturbed song Prayer. And in hindsight, there's nothing really fancy about it except the one line in it where he says, "This is the way I pray."
Mm.
And he's talking about rock music essentially being the way that he prays. Mm. And that stuck with me my entire life.
Yep.
Because prayer, as this idea of becoming one with the universe, helping other people, becoming one with other human beings.
Sending out your vibrations.
Yeah. These are all forms of prayer. I know a lot of Christians, like the hardcore, the real Christians, would say that, you know, a Christian should never stop praying. They should constantly, every waking moment, be engaged in some form of prayer with their deity. But obviously they don't mean, you know, kneeling with their hands together and that sort of nonsense. So prayer takes countless different forms. And I would argue that, you know, playing the guitar, doing this show, these are all prayers.
It could be a mantra for some people. And it could be meditation or group meditation for others. I've certainly participated
yoga.
In those things.
Listening to someone talk about their problems, that's certainly helping them pray.
Yep. And I've done that as well. I certainly have consulted with many people who've had various different problems. But each minister does things differently. Again, the Shepherd Church is an interfaith church. And so, you know, a Muslim is going to approach the answer to that question that you asked differently than a pantheist like myself or a Satanist like Arya or a Christian, for instance. So I hope that answers your question, Olivia, and thank you for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Yeah, we definitely want movers here who are self-sufficient. We want people who are intending to take care of themselves, who are not looking for a handout. I'm not saying that's what Olivia was looking for, but those people do exist. I remember there was a guy that moved up here. His name was Seamus, and it was this old guy. He may still be around. I don't know. but he moved up with his wife, and I guess somebody told him that the Free State Project meant that everything was free.
Oh, my goodness.
And so he thought that he was going to have a job waiting for him, a house waiting for him, and that there would just be all these things just given to him on hand and knee when he arrived.
Guy.
And then when he got here and it turned out that wasn't the case, he actually called up
Complained?
Port 411. It was called Port 411 back in the day. It was like a messaging service where you would leave a message and then it would be sent out to a bunch of recipients. And he called up to bitch about the fact that there was no job waiting for him and there was no one here to give him a room to stay in. And he was like this welfare guy that came up here, and then he subsequently ended up getting on welfare.
Of course.
And then creating a YouTube channel where he made threats against Free Staters.
If you want welfare, move to Vermont. They got lots of them over there.
Yeah, if you want a welfare state, don't come to New Hampshire. Anyway, Conan, what about bugs?
I don't know that we have enough time. You know what? I think the gist of this article is they want us to eat bugs. We know this. And live in pods and to be happy with
nothing.
With nothing, with renting everything. But if you really, really want to get your message across, you need to start with the kids.
That's exactly
what they're doing in England. Children at four primary schools in Wales are set to take part in workshops organized by scientists and teachers to inform them about the benefits of eating alternative protein like bugs.
Is it just going to inform them, or is it going to have them, like, taste sample bugs, or like, hey, instead of eating that cheeseburger in the lunchroom, why don't you just have some of these crickets?
I thought they were actually going to start putting it right into the cafeteria. Just going to town.
Mm-hmm. But they can't get away with that.
Not yet. But I think what they're doing here is they're going to have some activities, walk around the circuit and try different bugs and, with different flavors and have a big board up with, this is where your bugs come from. So it's all good. And this is how you're saving the planet because bugs are supposedly less carbon emitting than chickens. And we've talked about, Ari, I think you missed it. It was a great show where I broke down the meat to grain ratio. The whole argument is bugs are more sufficient, sustainable. They eat less food and therefore and produce more protein than, say, a cow would. And that is absolutely correct, but not a chicken. So when I think a lot of these people...
Well, isn't the calorie difference kind of important, too? Because how many crickets do you have to eat to equal, like, one chicken breast?
Correct. It is absolutely... This matters in the end, and how many how sustainable are these bugs? Because I've heard of whole bug farms getting wiped out by a disease, and it happens to chickens too. They're culling, as we know, they're culling lots of chickens in this country because of the supposed avian flu. But no, this is horrible. As the urban gardener here in Keene, I am very, very, this is very important to me, self-sufficiency, food self-sufficiency, and I can tell you what, if I thought bugs were the way to go, I would have been doing it years ago. I'm calling bullcrap on all this. Eat chicken.
They're going to keep pushing it, and we're going to keep an eye on it, I'm sure, as it develops. We'll see you tomorrow.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.